The International Bible Lesson for Sunday, May 22, 2016, is from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 18, verses 15 through 17, and the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, verse 16. Hear now the reading of God's Word from the New International Version, Luke, chapter 18, verses 15 through 17. People were also bringing babies to Jesus for him to place his hands on them. When the disciples saw this, they rebuked them. But Jesus called the children to him and said, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it." Mark 10, 16. And he took the children in his arms, placed his hands on them, and blessed them. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. International Bible Lessons Commentary, Luke 18, 15 through 17, and Mark 10, 16. New International Version. International Bible Lessons, Sunday, May 22, 2016, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Questions for discussion and thinking further follow the verse-by-verse International Bible Lesson Commentary. Study hints for discussion and thinking further to help with class preparation and in conducting class discussion are available on the International Bible Lessons Commentary website, along with the International Bible Lesson, that you may want to read to your class as part of your Bible study. If you are a Bible student or teacher, you can discuss each week's commentary and lesson at the International Bible Lesson Forum. International Bible Lesson Commentary, Luke 18, 15 through 17. Luke 18, 15. People were also bringing babies to Jesus for him to place his hands on them. When the disciples saw this, they rebuked them. As a loving parent or grandparent, what kind of a person would you seek out to touch or hold your baby or child? Some might choose a movie star or sports legend or politician. From what we know about the Pharisees, it would be hard to imagine crowds of people rushing to them with their babies for their blessing. Likewise, it is hard to imagine the Pharisees allowing themselves to be bothered by children. Jesus was different, even in the midst of his last journey to Jerusalem, where he would suffer and be crucified for sinners. Jesus drew parents and children to himself and welcomed them. Parents and children knew immediately that Jesus would bless them and their children. Only the disciples, who usually considered themselves to be very important as Jesus' followers, rebuked the parents who brought children to Jesus. Luke 18:16. But Jesus called the children to him and said, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these." Jesus did not consider the babies brought to him or the children who rushed to be near him as beneath his attention or other important work. When Jesus saw children nearby, he actually called them to him to come to him, and he commanded his disciples and encouraged their parents to let them come to him and not say or do anything that might discourage or restrain them from coming to him. The kingdom of God belongs to children and to all who freely, lovingly, and longingly want to be near Jesus. Luke 18:17. Truly I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it. As a parent or teacher in a church that loves Jesus and teaching the Bible, think of how the little children love to learn about Jesus, Bible stories on their age level, and those who are accepting and loving toward them. Many children love Sunday school and rush to their classes with eagerness. They trust God, the Bible, and their Sunday school teachers. They do not fear God, but love to learn more about God and Jesus and what Jesus did. They have received the kingdom of God, and they are in a right relationship with God. When the truth of God's Word and the Spirit of Jesus Christ impact someone, they enter into and participate in the kingdom of God in ways similar to these little children. When believers trust in Jesus as their King, they want to learn more about the kingdom of God and the Bible's teachings. They maintain a strong desire to learn more of God the Father, the Son of God, and the Holy Spirit. You can see the joy that Jesus Christ brings into their lives, the same joy that we see in the faces of little children when they are with those they love. Mark 10:16. And he took the children in his arms, placed his hands on them, and blessed them. Jesus did not keep children at arm's length. And when we come to Jesus with the trusting love and faith of a little child, Jesus will not keep us at arm's length. Jesus will take us in his arms, embrace us, fill us with his love, and never let us go. He will place his hands upon us and bless us and grant us eternal life with him, both now and forevermore. Jesus' love for all people, and especially little children, impressed his disciples, and the Holy Spirit ensured that they included some examples of Jesus welcoming and blessing children. At times, Jesus even called his disciples children. See John 13:33. Jesus brings more than temporary happiness to those who come to him. He changes people's lives and gives them eternal joy. Jesus fills believers with joyful expectations and comforting truths that continually draw them closer to God in Jesus Christ. Questions for discussion and thinking further. 1. Think of Jesus and a movie star, a sports legend, and a politician. What are some of the qualities of each that attract people and their children to them? 2. How do you think the little children felt when Jesus called them to him? 3. How do believers in Jesus feel when they go to him in prayer? Why does the kingdom of God belong to such as these? 5. Jesus sometimes called his disciples children. Do you think of yourself as a child of Jesus? If so, what does that mean to you? International Bible Lesson, Luke 18:15-17 and Mark 10:16. Sunday, May 22, 2016, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Those who receive the kingdom of God, Luke 18:17. Truly I tell you, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it. How do little children receive life in the world God created? In general, with happy smiles, with joyful laughter, with eagerness to learn, with unbounded energy, with creativity, with inventive play, with trust in others, with a sense of dependence, with a sense of right and wrong, especially when another child takes one of their toys, with a desire to express and receive love and hugs. And when they are taught about Jesus, they easily trust him and enjoy singing songs of praise about him. Of course, children are not perfect. They act their age, and loving parents rightly correct them. Jesus said those who want to enter the kingdom of God must receive the kingdom of God like a little child. If we consider some parallels between children and the followers of Jesus, we notice that the followers of Jesus receive Jesus as their King in God's kingdom. They trust Jesus, and they depend on Him for everything. Their sense of right and wrong develops as God's grace works in them. And what did not seem wrong previously becomes obviously wrong to them later. They ask for and are open to correction and the discipline of Jesus when needed. More and more, they treat others as they would like to be treated. You can usually see them laughing joyfully and with happy smiles. They eagerly study the Bible to learn more about God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. They use their energy, their intellect, and their creativity to express their love for God, to serve God, and to help others using the gifts God has given them. Begin or close your class by reading the short, weekly, International Bible Lesson. Copyright 2016 by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.